Katherine Atkinson, Atkinson. Date of birth is 5/7/1954. This is a 71-year-old woman who's been seen and evaluated today for end-of-life care at home with history of congestive heart failure, coronary artery disease, ejection EFP, no, HFPEF, history DVT, TIAs, patient stage 4 chronic renal disease, and diabetes type 2. Patient has significant rheumatoid arthritis and pulmonary hypertension, period. Patient has been hospitalized at least 3 times in the past 4 weeks. Today she was seen Dr. Domingo Gonzalez, who felt like patient was in acute congestive heart failure, wanted to hospitalize the patient, and patient flat refused. She's a retired nurse, and she said she does not want to go back to the hospital any longer, period. She's had 5 boys, and one has been, she's had 7 children. She has a history of tobacco abuse. She has 7 children, 12 grandkids. Many, one has died. One child has died in the past. She does not have any extensive history of ETOH use in the past, period. Allergen none, medication see list. Surgical history, cardiac stent placement, 4 in the right side, left, 5 in the left side. Patient is not a candidate for coronary artery bypass graft at this time. Medical problems is consistent with history of cirrhosis of the liver, non-alcoholic, cryptogenic cirrhosis, COPD, multiple hospitalization for CHF, DVT, on Eliquis at this time, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, renal insufficiency, EF preserved congestive heart failure, hyperthyroidism, pancytopenia, related to her cirrhosis, hypertension, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, and chronic pain. Immunization, she says it's up to date as much as she wants it to be up to date. She doesn't want to get any more immunizations at this time. Social, she's single, lives alone. She lost her one son 5 months ago due to congestive heart failure. Once again, has had numerous hospitalizations for volume overload in the past, period. Last hospitalization took place at St. Joseph. Hospital records are reviewed and attached to this evaluation today for documentation purposes, period. She was, again, once again, she's refused any further hospitalization at this time. Would like to be cared for at home under hospice and palliative care, period. Patient's HNH is 9 and 31. Patient's creatinine is 2.5. Glucose was 290 earlier. Period. Patient has about, patient needs help with ADL, has been under home health for some time, and under past medical also put cardiomegaly for some time, and no longer wants to be hospitalized and wants to be transferred to hospice and palliative care once again, period. On exam, she was found to have a blood pressure of 140 over 90, pulse is 100, respiration is 22, O2-sat on room air is 95. She uses a walker to walk around and get around. Patient desats very quickly. Patient does not have oxygen or nebulizer at home, period. Heart positive, swarm positive, versus two tachycardic lungs, ronchi, rouse, and coarse breath sounds. Abdomen, cannot rule out ascites. Neck, positive JVD. Skin, shows no rash. Oral mucosa, dry. Lower extremity, 1+ edema. A review of system also put down patient has had weight loss consistent with cardiac cachexia, shortness of breath, difficulty ambulation, chronic pain, numerous hospitalization, has requested no further hospitalization under review of system, leg pain related to her related to her neuropathy, low albumin, 3.2. Assessment, 71-year-old woman with a history of congestive heart failure, EF preserved, most likely mixed diastolic, related to diastolic dysfunction, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, renal insufficiency, stage 4, anemia related to renal insufficiency and chronic disease, pancytopenia related to cirrhosis. Patient at one time was being considered for liver transplant, but she's not interested in any further treatment. Has seen a nephrologist in the past regarding her renal insufficiency. Catherine with a C. Catherine is both on Lasix and Zoroxylin to help with her volume overload with minimal response at this time period. Knee paragraph in the past is required IV Lasix, and that was the main reason for Dr. Gonzalez wanting to hospitalize the patient, which she refused. She also has volume overload and history of DVT, period. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for this woman. She is in desperate need of oxygen and breathing treatments on a regular basis. She wants to be kept comfortable. She wants her pain to be controlled. She has a brother that stays with her and is providing help. She has issues with ADL dependency regarding her shortness of breath and her weakness, as well as issues with bowel and bladder incontinence. She does wear a diaper. Patient has had weight loss consistent with cardiac cachexia. Overall prognosis is quite poor for Ms. Catherine, who once again is a retired nurse and wants to be kept comfortable at home for the last few weeks and months of her life. Thank you.